following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nothing old chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, 8, nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for a Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's the initial press conference of the year for Memorial Stadium in Lincoln here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Merritt back at the studio doing the producing today. If you've got an email for us and for any of the guests on the program or just a Husker football question, fire it off to us and we'll chat about it on the program today. The email address for the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. In just a second, we're going to start things off with place kicker and punter Brett Maher here in just a moment, and we'll recap what happened in the world of sports. We'll also hear Bo Pelini's entire press conference coming your way at the bottom of the hour. And, Tony, pretty busy weekend in the world of sports, but it was also the final weekend without college and NFL football. So we get college this weekend, NFL in a couple of weeks, some good preseason games, high school got underway, so it's here.
Yeah, it is finally here, and I can't wait to hear Coach Pelini talk about how well coached this moccasin team is.
Tennessee Chattanooga ranked 20. Hey, they're ranked 23rd in the FCS.
Well, this is a coach that's from his alma mater. He went back to help this program out. This program stunk. Absolutely was just brutally awful for 20 years. Back-to-back winning seasons, though, the last two. He's the 09 Coach of the Year in that conference, and so maybe he's got things turned around the right direction. They will not be awestruck on Saturday when they come in here. You look at their last three opponents when they've opened the season, Alabama, Auburn, Oklahoma. They played on some pretty big stages. They won't be wide-eyed when they come here. Well, the freshmen will be, the sophomores will be, but those redshirt seniors and juniors will not be.
Yeah, they've seen some action, and then after that it gets back to the 1AA type of competition. They've went 6-5 the last 2 years, as you said, the first back-to-back winning years in 20 seasons. We're pretty sure that Saturday's game will not come down to a last-second field goal, but should it ever happen this year, I'm pretty confident that our first guest today is going to be able to bang it through like we've been used to seeing here over the last few years.
No doubt about it. Brett Maher joins us. I'm sure his confidence is your confidence as you go into the season as high as ours is in you?
I don't know. I've got a lot of people giving me their best wishes, and I'm really thankful for all those people. You know, we'll see what happens on Saturday. Hopefully, I get a chance to showcase my talents.
It's a little bit different because I think two of the most noticeably sought out people to fill big roles this year, you, following Alex Henry, and Tim Beck, who's not exactly following Don Coryell. I mean, I'll be honest with you there. So the expectation levels, who knows what to figure out with him, but the expectations for you and the pressure on you, Brett, is really high. What do you say to that?
You know, I'll just kind of go in every week and try to perform to the best of my ability, and you know, whatever happens, depends on the situations that I'm put in, and hopefully I can perform under the circumstances.
Brett Maher is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we talked with Brett before the show, there's no depth chart out. There's no official anybody from Coach Pelini. And, of course, as we can understand, it's up to the coach to say what's going on.
They're
going to
kick off Saturday morning.
Yeah,
see who gets to...
I think we're pretty confident that Brett's going to be on the field on Saturday. Are you pretty confident that you're going to be on the field Saturday?
I think in some way, shape, or form I will be. So hopefully it'll be exciting and a fun year, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
We've asked you before about the expectations with Mario Bondi coming in. Okay, now you've got a chance to see him up close and personal. What are the things that impress you about him?
I think the amount of confidence that he has as a true freshman is pretty impressive to me. He definitely has some things to work on, but for an 18-year-old, he's pretty well-polished, kicker and punter for that matter. And I think in the future he could do some good things here.
Brett, night and day difference, really, in your personalities and your approach to the game. And there's been a couple articles written about that, and obviously Bondi hasn't played in the game, so he doesn't speak to the media. But he would love to speak to the media, very outgoing kid.
He is a very outgoing kid, but I don't want anyone to get that confused with him not being a good kid. He is a great, great guy, good friend of mine, and fits in well with all of us special team guys who you know, it can be a pretty tough bunch to get along with.
Which one of the three areas, place kicking, punting, and kicking off, do you think he's the best at right now?
He's probably best at kicking off. I think just because, you know, he can just go out there and let it fly, and you know, there's not a whole lot of pressure on that. But I mean, for an 18-year-old, he's pretty good at kicking field goals and punting as well.
Right from the Division I game stand, you know, when you guys kick off, it's one thing to be able to knock the thing down there to the goal line, or the, mm-hmm. you know, put it in the end zone 2 or 3 yards, or kick it through the back of the end zone. But with any wind at all in your face, directional kicking is something I know that you guys have to continually mm-hmm. work on, and which is a huge part of the game, because yeah, you want them to catch it right inside the pylon 1 yard would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But 1 yard the other way, it's out of bounds, and they get
right.
a huge field position. So mm-hmm. how much is that stress when you guys get the directional kicking?
Well, lucky for us, the coaches don't put a dime out there for us to try and kick it on. They kind of give us if we were directional, like left or right, they'd want it, you know, around the numbers, and definitely don't flirt with out of bounds, because it does give such an advantage to the other team, and that kind of defeats the whole purpose of directional kicking. So, you know, there's a little bit of pressure, just because that does increase the chance for an error there. But you know, it's just like, I don't know, it's hitting a straight kick, just your end point is a little bit different.
Brett Maher is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show before we send him off to class, being the student that he is here at the university getting ready for Saturday's game. How much has Bo actually come over and watch what you do?
He watches us every day. Because we, you know, we have team special team stuff, and he's around during that, and Coach Papuchis, and they're evaluating everything that we do, and charting every kick, and getting times, and everything like that. Which has been, it's been great for me to know kind of what he's looking for throughout the year, and just kind of get a feel for what everything's going to be like.
Do you actually follow through on kicks and try and tackle somebody in spring practice or not?
Not too much, no.
I just wonder, because sometimes in a ball game you think, the kicker's got to try and go shove somebody out of bounds, and in practice it looks like the return guys catch it and you kind of let them go, and a lot's been made this spring or this fall of all these kids that could return
mm-hmm.
kicks this year, and how many there are out there. Anybody stick out to you?
There's a lot of talented guys that we could have returning kicks on Saturday, and I'm not sure how all that's going to play out, but I know whoever's back there is definitely going to have a chance to return any kick for a touchdown on any given possession.
Brett, take us back to when you first got on campus until now. When you first got on campus, you're kind of waiting, wondering if the coaches know who you are. Do they know my name? Or they got to look at my number? To now being that guy that they're going to rely on and put you in situations they believe you can succeed in.
Mm-hmm. That's a great way to put it. You know, just when I got here, I was kind of just...
That's what I do. I'm
hanging
kind of
on.
I'm kind of a wordsmith.
Just kind of hanging out and waiting for my opportunity to get on the field. And, you know, it's some people might say it was unfortunate that I had to wait for 3 years, but I tell you what, I wouldn't change learning from Alex and Audie the last 3 years at all. I think that's just going to benefit me in the future.
You got to come back to Kearney this summer. I don't think we've talked to you since then. I think we talked to you right before it.
Mm-hmm.
And what was that experience like? It was you, Alex Henry, mm-hmm. and then Kyle Larson, mm-hmm. who now lives in Kearney,
right.
all together. How did the kids enjoy that?
I tell you what, I had a great time. I think all the kids enjoyed it, too. It was just a great thing to be able to come back for and to support the community. Like I've said before, Kearney's been so good to me and my family since we've been there, and anything I can do for to help that out and to help the kids out, I would do in a heartbeat.
And, Brett, finally, one of the things that we keep in, all you got to do is pick up a couple of the articles yesterday, Omaha paper, Lincoln paper, concerns. Why Nebraska might have a concern. Will Taylor be healthy? Will Taylor Martinez be able to do some things? Is the O-line healthy? Kicking game. Okay, I've said, you know what, if Alex Henry hadn't been here, nobody would be concerned about our mm-hmm. kicking game. When you see that, how do you react? What's your response to that, to the people that think maybe there would be a concern in the kicking game?
You know, there's definitely a reason for that to be an issue, and there was a guy like Alex here for so long, and he did such a tremendous job. So I think that's a fair statement and a fair concern. I'm also open to the challenge, and hopefully can do my part in getting rid of those questions.
And somebody asked Bo last week what he thought the range was for both you and Bondi. What do you think your range is right now?
You know, I'm not for sure what a certain number would be. I feel like I've got a strong enough leg to hit any kick that coach puts me in a position to, and obviously it's going to be different time and situation and then whatever the wind is doing. But, I think I've got enough leg to hit whatever coach needs me to.
65, that's the official number. We're putting out 65.
Can you confirm 54 yards last week in a practice situation? I don't know if you want to confirm that, deny it.
I can I can confirm it.
Okay. Yeah. Knocked one through. I heard the rumor on the street that 54 yards last week.
If finally, Brett, we'll let you get out of here so you can get to class, but it is game day Saturday. That's special for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're the starting quarterback or a defensive lineman or a kicker, but as you get ready for Saturday, just kind of your thoughts now that we're less than a week out.
I'm extremely excited. Can't wait to get back out there on the field. It seems like it's been like a long winter. Long summer, long spring, and now we're just kind of ready for things to get going again and to see the fans and to be back in the atmosphere, and it's pretty exciting.
Who's down on the field, Brett? He's at the 30 to the 31, across the 32, now the 33, the 34 to the 35.
He might not even be a football
player. You know, that
player.
Might be, I'm going to go with Harvey Jackson.
Okay, Harvey is down there. He's about to the 45.
Might be heading to class.
Just like what class are you going to?
I'm actually going to a matrix theory class. Followed by differential equations.
All right. Well, we're going to.
You want me to stay on the radio? I can. If you can go.
I'm not sure I would be much of a help. That
the extreme confusion of sending Daddy to anything
yes,
that he just said.
I could learn to talk Korean this morning too. It'd do me just as much good.
Well, Brett, we appreciate the time. We'll see you Saturday, and best of luck this season. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Brett Maher joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he gets ready to. We assume be the starting kicker, although that's not official this Saturday against Tennessee Chattanooga. We're live at the press conference. Bo Pelini coming up at the bottom of the hour right now. Volleyball coach John Cook talking about how they could go five sets with anybody in New Mexico. But all that and a whole lot more coming up after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Have a better day. Only Subway has a deal this flat-out delicious. The new $3 flatbread breakfast combo. A 6-inch flatbread breakfast sandwich and a cup of Seattle's Best Coffee. All for just $3. Try the crisp-alicious bacon, egg, and cheese and put your spin on it with everything from juicy tomatoes to spicy jalapenos. The new Subway $3 flatbread breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards plus tax where applicable.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Let's go to the Nebraska State Fair in Grand Island with Tyson Havronic. brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive of Grand Island. DinsdaleAuto.com. Tyson's Report is right after this.
Welcome to the Nebraska State Fair. You'll find plenty to see and do during your visit. And be sure to visit the Tom Dinsdale Automotive Lot at the fair. Take your time and get a good look at the selection of Chevrolet, Cadillac, and GMCs. Or take a walk indoors for the Tom Dinsdale Automotive display of BMW and Hyundais. You'll find a terrific selection at either location at the State Fair. And best of all, you'll find State Fair deals. Learn more about the huge inventory at DinsdaleAuto.com. Tom Dinsdale Automotive. See them at the fair.
With another report from the Nebraska State Fair, I'm Tyson Ivronik for Platte River Radio. By the time you park the car, figure out where you want to go, your dogs might be a little bit tired. Yeah, the state fairgrounds is so large, there's such a lot of walking to do. This year, though, they're hoping to change that for some people.
Something that that we have never done at the Nebraska State Fair, as long as I can remember, we're going to bring shuttles to the interior of the grounds. The fairgrounds in Lincoln was not configured to allow for that. We tried it for a couple days last year. It seemed to work well. So this year we're going to bring shuttle buses. They're trams, four trams to the interior of the grounds, and they'll run in a circle, basically going from the livestock arena over towards the north 4-H FFA building, out to the grandstand, the motorsports area, then to the new East Marketplace, and then come back over here to the front of the building.
There are even shuttle buses just to get you to the state fair grounds.
Yeah, we've got five different locations in the city of Grand Island. There's a north route and there's a south route. The north route consists of the Conestoga Mall and Sam's Club. The south route consists of the South Walmart, the Nosdall Field, which is located at Highway 34 and 281, and then Central Community College, College Park. We have shuttles running every day from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. There are four shuttles running each route on the weekends and one shuttle running each route during the week. That's eight buses running on the weekends.
Now that your transportation problems are solved, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to enjoy the good life on a stick. Tyson Ivronik for Platte River Radio.
Listen for more from the Nebraska State Fair six times every day right here. Brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com.
Road again.
Just we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show live from sixth level here at Memorial Stadium's press box in Lincoln, getting ready for the season opener. And Bo Pelini's press conference will be every Monday now. That's a change from, well, ever since we've been covering, and years and years and years, it's been on Tuesday. But with the move to the Big Ten, they have their coaches' conference call on a Tuesday, and so the Big 12 used to have it on Monday, and they have switched that up. So Bo Pelini's press conference will be every Monday of game week, and we will have them for you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, except for Labor Day when we won't have a show because Daddy is laboring.
Well, we got to take a break every now and then.
Yeah, never take a break from staying healthy, and you can stay healthy by seeing our friends at Complete Nutrition in Grand Island and Kearney.
They want to do three things: help you lose weight, gain strength, that means tone or energy in your body, or maintain a healthy weight and metabolism, maintain daily nutritional needs. All that is what they want to do: help you look better, feel better, perform better. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Gordman's, right off of Highway 281 in Grand Island, just north of Sun Mart in Kearney. Folks, maybe you're looking for some charger. Increase your hormone levels and stamina. Adrenalize, hardcore fat burner, energy and focus. That's what it does for you. They've got what you need, male, female. They mix it up for you, and they'll tell you because they got trained consultants that tell you. Check out CompleteNutrition.com or call them today. They're waiting for you. 338-1FIT, that's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE, that's 382-8663 in GI, and speak to a consultant today. Perfect, perfect for you. They have what you need. Maybe you're just looking for an energy bar, a little supplement to get you fired up and started in the morning. They've got it for you. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, perform better, like Steve Sipple.
as we say, all you have to do is fire off an email to us here at the Tent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, Bo Pelini's press conference live here on ESPN Radio. Folks, don't forget that coming up next Monday night, it is Labor Day, but that's when the Kearney Little Leaguers, who were really one inning away from making it to Williamsport, and what a game yesterday, California over Japan, 2-1, exciting game, well-played game, but they are going to have the special celebration, kind of the welcome home event. It's going to be next Monday night at Memorial Field at 6:30, so if you've got an hour in time, we'll be up there, and we hope that you can be, too, to honor these youngsters, the 11- and 12-year-olds, as we'll remember that for a long, long time, something that has never happened, not only in Kearney, but Nebraska, anybody making it to Williamsport, and they were one game away, so they've made it as far as anybody in the state. That's next Monday at Memorial Field at 6:30. Everyone's welcome to attend.
Perfect. You know what? It is a great opportunity to be that close. And, you know, you send a lot of teams up there, and you can say that Nebraska, you know, is one of those teams that had an opportunity there before. They never advanced this far, and like you said, one inning away from coming away. And you know what? They just had an incredible opportunity. You know what? So what? They were there. They were close to the action. Sent a team. The team that beat them went on to Williamsport. That's exciting for 12-year-old Little League baseball.
Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, Wayne State football coach Dan McLaughlin will join us as they open their season against UNK on Thursday. Also tomorrow, it's our Tuesdays with the area coaches Daryl Morris and Tony Harper. So we'll be chatting with them coming up on the program tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. Also coming up, a Bo Pelini's press conference here. But before we get too much deeper into what's going on here, looks like Ben Cotton's going to be one of the folks that are talking here today as well. Anything else that stuck out to you over the weekend? A pretty good first weekend of high school football, Tony. Always a couple of surprises in there. Poor Burwell and Elm Creek had to move their game over to Overton in the second half because of a electrical issue and the lights going out. Congratulations to the group over at Centura. They picked up another win, first time they've won a season opening game in a long, long time, and now everybody gets involved this weekend.
Yeah, that's the exciting part, and you get things kicked off Thursday night, not just the Lopers, but also Wisconsin, UNLV, for teams wanting to get for people out there wanting to get a look at the Badgers, you'll get that opportunity. 35-point favorite over the running Rebels. They must not be running real fast if they're 35-point underdogs.
Well, Coach, and you'll be able to hear that game right here on ESPN Radio. Saturday's games will have Notre Dame, South Florida, and the Oregon LSU contest. Only the best in college football all season long here on ESPN Radio. Bo Pelini is making his way into the conference room, and in probably a minute here, we'll be ready to turn it over to them.
You know, you expect that Thursday night. I guess I expected at least two name teams, or, you know, kind of headline teams, something to kick it off. Really, when you look at up and down the lineup, Syracuse, Wake Forest, I don't think those are two marquee teams. Mississippi State, Memphis, I don't know if that catches anybody's eye, especially when it's 27-point number on the spread. Kentucky, Western Kentucky, so should be able to have at least one TV on the Lopers and check them out. I know they are fired up.
Lopers, Wayne State on Nebraska Educational Television, and let's turn it over now to the press conference. Bo Pelini has stepped up to the podium, and we'll swing it in there momentarily. Coach Pelini will be making his opening comments on the opening game of the season.
Go ahead and get started, guys. Go ahead with questions for Coach.
How's that progress to find depth at linebacker coming?
Say that again.
How's that progress to finding depth at linebacker coming?
Progress to finding depth. It's big words. It's coming. I don't think we're as deep as we'd like to be, but I think our backups are making progress. You know, getting Matt May back obviously helps. He missed some time with a hamstring, and Lonzo Whaley's playing better football for us right now, and Graham Stoddard continues to make progress, and David Santos is a guy who was young, really green, obviously inexperienced, but has some talent, and then to see how he's kind of a work in progress.
Realistically, how much substituting do you want to get done in this game just to try to build up some of that depth at the beginning of the year?
Depends on how the game goes. I mean, the whole, you know, we want to play as many guys as we can all the time. I mean, we want to I think we have some numbers in some areas. We still have a lot of competition going on, and so I think you'll see a lot of guys just based on the fact that I think there's a lot of guys that are close and in some areas, especially certain positions, and kind of just see how it goes on Saturday.
Look too deep and three deep, both offensively and defensively right now. Do you feel, what would you think if you kind of look back at 08 and 09, where you're at with that?
Oh, wait, was that my first year here? I would say that we're probably deeper in some, in most areas, more numbers, you know, but, I don't know. It's probably a little bit better off, you know, numbers-wise. And like I said, we're just still not quite as deep in some positions with, you know, especially experience depth than as we'd like to. But I think in some areas we're much better.
First game of the year for you, is it more of an excitement thing to get on the field, or is it more nervousness because you haven't seen the team play at all?
I think it's, you know, you're anxious to get out there and let them get out there and play for the first time. And, you know, see how a lot of kids are going to react, how they're going to be able to handle the atmosphere and how they're going to be able to execute what we're asking them to do. And I wouldn't say there's much nervousness going into it. I don't get real nervous. It's just a matter of... you know, I'm anxious to see how our kids react and how they execute our, you know, our plan and going through the first game week, all those things for the first time. And, you know, we have some youth on this team. I think it's a, you know, you combine it with the experience and I think they're, I think it'll be a good first go for us. And, you know, I think we'll find out a lot from the, you know, for the first time seeing them out there in this type of atmosphere. I don't know. I mean, I think they know they're being evaluated every day, and but it's obviously different when you get out there for real. And but I don't sense them being real nervous. I think it's a pretty confident group, but you know, you got to take it to the field. You got to take it, and it comes down to execution.
How have you seen Spencer Long come along on that offensive line? Is he a guy that gets his play factor?
Yeah, Spencer's had a good camp, and I think he followed up a really good spring with a good camp. And I anticipate him, you know, playing a lot of football for us. And I think he's going to be a obviously, you know, there's one guy you want to see how he reacts, you know, when he walks out there for the first time. But you know, I think there are a number of guys in that boat, but he's talented, he's tough, he plays hard, and I think he's earned the right to be out there.
How is dinner progressing?
Well, Alfonso's ahead of schedule right now.
Do you have maybe a timetable on how you evaluate that and whether he'll be ready to go?
For this weekend?
Uh-huh.
No real timetable. It's really up to, you know, it's really, you know, he's progressing very well. He's not having much. He's not real uncomfortable, and but he, you know, he's not. You don't want to put him out there too soon. I know that, and you know, obviously we have, you know, Mark Meyer and his staff. They do a phenomenal job, and I lean on them, and they'll make the decision when the time's right. Excuse me.
All of your offensive line.
Yes, I do. I'm trying to think if there's anybody right now that's not practicing and that we're not anticipating having. I think we have everybody ready to go, and kind of see how the week progresses. So,
Coach, a number of true freshmen are in line to play for you Saturday. Just how pleased have you been with that incoming class and the way they've kind of picked things up?
I think the incoming class is good. I think it's I think there are even some guys that you know, that aren't gonna, you probably won't see Saturday, that have progressed and have played good football and really have shown the ability to play. but and showed that they could come in and help us, but they're at a position where we might have a little more depth right now. And so we might hold a few of those guys back, but there are a couple guys that I think can have a real impact. I think it's going to be a good class down the line, not only guys that will help us this year, but down the line. I liked what I've seen out of that crew.
When you got a guy like David Santos, as you mentioned earlier, how difficult is that line where you're deciding whether you want to get that guy on the field or redshirt, and how far in the season do you go to?
A lot of it depends on his progress. He's made a significant progress, especially over the last, 5-6 days. I think he's getting more confident, more comfortable. But I think that there's a lot of factors that play into it. Injuries and obviously depth at a particular position, but. A lot of it comes down to, do we feel he's ready to play winning football and championship football?
Hey, Bo, given how the last 2 years have finished up in the Big 12 championship game, can this year be, if you guys don't win a conference championship this year, can the season still be a success?
Well, I don't ever look at it being a success if you don't win a championship. I mean, that's our goal from the beginning, Does that say you can't have a good year and not win a conference championship? That all depends on who you talk to. In this program, we're about winning championships. And if we don't, then, I know me personally, and I think if you talk to those guys in the locker room, they wouldn't feel it was a success. That's our goal. And if you don't reach your goal, it's obviously not success. It doesn't mean you can't have a good year. But... like I said, that all depends on how you look at it and who you talk to.
How much is that, the last couple of years, does that work on you a little bit inside as far as your drive to win a championship because it didn't happen the last couple of years?
Absolutely. It's just, it makes you hungrier, and we've been really close. And but we, you look for ways to get over the top. It's how you approach your job each and every day, every week. And obviously every year, you can't change, you can't look back and change what's happened, but you can look to keep getting better as a program. That's our approach all the time.
Do you expect Mike Morrow to play this season? Is he a taker?
That'll be determined here in the next few days.
Oh, just working in a new offense, does that change the way you approach the first game in terms of how much you actually call or how much you want to try to see in the first game?
Ask me that again.
With this new offense that you're trying to get these kids on, does that change your play calling a little bit in the first game where you might be more close-shelled than other years? You might try a little bit more here in the first game just to see how they do?
No, we're going to run our offense. And what we've put in up to this point we're not, it doesn't change anything. I think the kids have come a long way. I think they're ready to go out and execute, and I want to see where we are.
For you guys to get where you want to go, could you comment a little bit on Martinez and how much of a swing guy he could be? I mean, if he doesn't stay healthy, how much that blow that would be, or if he does, how much he can help you get where you want to go? Are you confident that if he goes down that you have the guy that can play championship level football behind him?
Well, I think if you talk to anybody in the country that, Taylor Martinez is an impact football player. He's a tremendous quarterback. I mean, a guy that we think very highly of, and obviously he has a year of experience under his belt, so we expect him to take a big step in the year two. If he goes down, you're not going to be as good, especially right off the bat. But we have a very talented young man backing him up right now. But is he as prepared as Taylor? No. But I think if you ask, I'd be like asking Bob Stoops, if Landry Jones goes down, do you feel like, there's some unknowns there? That's just the way it is. And you have to be ready for any contingencies and be ready to, we've talked about a lot of things. If something happens, in a lot of different positions, you're not quite as good, but you have to go on it does not make any excuses and go on and win football games. And I think we're prepared to do that. I have a lot of confidence in Breon Carnes right now and what he can do, but he's not at the same level that Taylor is, or he'd be the starter.
You see a different comfort level with Taylor with what he's being asked to do in Tim's offense right now than anything different than last year?
Absolutely. Taylor's he's just a lot more confident. He's light years ahead of where he was at this time last year.
Is this offense a better fit for him?
I don't know about this. I mean, you know, it's not all about the offense. It's about a lot of that goes to his how prepared he is too. And but obviously, when you design an offense, you have a lot of things in mind, and who's lining up behind center plays a big part in it.
Hey, Bo, do you think it's more difficult to play college quarterback than it was 10 or 20 years ago? Just the demands of the position.
No. I think quarterback's always been a difficult position to play, and I don't necessarily think it's changed in any way. I mean, at the high school level, college level, pro level. I mean, it's you got a lot on your plate at that position.
Well, if you're playing a more of an up-tempo offense, with some no-huddle, if that's what might happen, is there more pressure on Martinez mentally than there was last year?
No, not necessarily. I think it, a lot of ways, I think it makes his job easier.
How so?
Gets you up on the ball quicker, and it puts some things, you know, puts the game in his hands at times. There's ways you can put the game in his hands. There's ways you can take it out of his hands. There's a lot of different things. You have a lot of different options and a lot of different things you can do to help your quarterback and really help all your guys offensively. I like what we're doing offensively. I like our system, and I think it's very user friendly.
What about the process, though, of just when you're operating at that faster speed, as far as just the nuts and bolts of getting plays in and the give and take between the sideline and so forth?
Like I said, that's just what, you know, logistical things. That's not real hard to accomplish. And I think that means we're going to be hitting on all cylinders the first game. No, it's the first time you're doing it in live action. It might be a little bit of growing pains with it, but I like what we're doing. But it's not like we're running around like in a two-minute drill all the time, even when you do go up-tempo. And, you know, that's to say that we're going to be up-tempo. You know, you have to change things up and do things to keep the defense off balance. And there's a lot of different ways to do that.
Last year, Levante David walked on campus and broke the school record for tackles. How much better can he be after a full year in the system?
I think he's a much better player right now. I don't know how that'll play out statistically. I mean, I don't put a lot of emphasis on statistics. You know that, but I know he's much more prepared. He's like I'd say the same way Taylor is. Levante is light years ahead of where he was a year ago, knowledge-wise, technique-wise. He's always going to be an instinctive, special football player, but he's come a long way, and he's much more prepared for what lies ahead than he was a year ago, and that's pretty scary. But like I said, that doesn't always show up statistically. There are a lot of things that play into that, but he's a good football player and getting better.
What can you tell us about Chattanooga?
Chattanooga is they play very hard. I think they got some team speed. They well-coached football team. It's gonna, you know, on both sides of the football. I think they're sound in what they do. They have a philosophy, and they stick with it. And we've done some work on them, obviously in the off season, and also here over the last couple of weeks. And they do some things that present some problems for you. And obviously you're going into a first game. You don't know how much they're gonna change. And there's always that element of the unknown when you go into a first game that as a coach, you know, kind of keeps you on edge a little bit. But like I said, you know, I think we're prepared. We'll be more well prepared come Saturday, and we'll be able to make adjustments if need be, depending on how they choose to come out and play us.
Last
thoughts on the quarterback? I know he was got started with Tennessee.
Yeah, I think he's a heck of a football player. I think the quarterback's, he's obviously what makes their, he and number four, their wide receiver, those guys kind of make their offense tick. And he's very good. He makes some big time throws, can make all the throws. And, he's one of the better guys that I've seen in a while.
Can you use South Dakota State last year as an example with your guys about not taking an FCS team and playing in the middle?
I would hope we don't take anybody lightly. And, what happened is, we didn't play well against South Dakota State, especially offensively. And, I don't know if our guys took them lightly. I don't know about that game, but we'll be prepared come Saturday.
I know this isn't a conference game, but will you make notice that this is the first game that you play as a Big Ten member?
Will I make notice? No, I'll leave that to you guys.
Oh, you've been following your pro guys, Roy Ballou. I know he had a good game. Of course, Ndamukong's been in the headlines recently and the other guys. Do you have much time to follow these guys, and what are your thoughts about how they're doing in the next level?
I get reports. I don't obviously watch a lot. I haven't watched a lot of games. I caught some of the Redskin guys a couple times on TV and saw Sue getting fined and playing good football. But, it looks like I'm proud of those guys and what they're doing. And I actually did pick up the paper this morning to make sure that none of their names were in the waiver column. And this time of year, I'm just hoping for the best for all of them, that they all end up on a roster.
Hey, Bo, could you elaborate a little bit on Sue? He's in the headlines right now for, taking a swipe at a Patriots offensive lineman. He's been fined three times in his career. What do you make of just the way he plays?
Well, I think he's obviously such a physical... he plays violently. I would never... I don't think I've ever seen anyone characterize Sue as being dirty. So, I know that in the NFL right now they have that big emphasis on obviously the fines and all those things going on. I saw the first fine he got, it didn't look like a real dirty play to me, but I didn't, I just glanced up at it. I didn't know the situation or anything like that, but, I know one thing. He continues to get better from what I've seen, and he's a dominant football player.
As far as you said that he plays violently, where's violent end and dirty begin?
Like I said, I would never characterize Ndamukong Suh as a dirty football player. It's a tough game. It's not for I've never seen him play dirty. But when you're as big and strong and as physical as he is, sometimes things are going to happen.
Well, I know you just gave an update on Mero. Do you have anything on Charles Jackson, if he's going to be with you guys for the season or when he'll be on campus?
He's still under appeal. And we're kind of I believe that appeal comes up here in the next day or two, and it just hasn't been heard yet, so... We're kind of at the mercy of the NCAA on that.
Has it gotten so late now, though, that you probably could wait till January with him to get him on campus, or can you still bring him on campus at this point?
Well, I don't think you could bring him on. It wouldn't be in his best interest to come on campus because he's missed too much school. And you can't put somebody in that situation. So it'd probably be December before he came in.
Well, Alex Henry did a lot for you guys the last couple of years. Situational punting and had a big leg and really accurate. Where do you think you might miss him most, at least initially?
Well, obviously he was so place kicking wise. He was pretty close to being perfect. And like I said, it's a tough act to follow. But we, Brett Maher, he's going to be the guy. He'll be doing the place kicking and the punting to start. Mauro Bondi's had a good. They both had good camps. They both done very well, and so until they get out there and do it, you know, it's going to, we'll see. But, you know, it's like I said, it's a tough act to follow, but I feel real good about our guys, and I think we're in good hands as far as, you know, Brett handling the place kicking to get started here, and we have a lot of confidence in him.
How do you get a kid like Bonner ready to replace a guy like Adams?
You keep working on his technique, and practice makes perfect, you know, and he's done really well. And I think mentally he's a strong, tough kid. You know, he's not going to, it's his job now. He's earned it. So, you know, I think he's doing well. And I think it's helped having Mauro Bondi, who's a quality kicker, who's, you know, pushing him. And there's been great competition, and that makes everybody better. It's made them both better.
Anything else for Coach?
Thank you.
All right, the guys will be back on the show, but they'll be right with you coming back from Bo Pelini's press conference in Lincoln.
And it's 2009 AL MVP Joe Mauer stepping up to the shower. He turns on the water, wets down his hair, and reaches for the Head and Shoulders. Mauer knows Head and Shoulders is for more than just dandruff. It does 7 great things for his scalp and hair. And here comes the squeeze. He's washing. That hair's going to look out of this world.
Yo, Mauer.
Yes.
Enough with the sportscaster impressions.
Oh, sorry. I mean,
sorry. Just thinking out loud.
Head and Shoulders, 7 benefits, 1 bottle. Official shampoo of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used.
Okay, say again, or just go ahead with the question.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on products all over the store, and we're not done yet. Every week, you'll find new ways to stretch your home improvement dollar and get more project for your money. Ways to keep your home in better shape and turn the dollars you've got into more than you expected. Change your home improvement plans. Plan to get more done. With guaranteed low prices, now even lower. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th. Cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Areas of fog linger early on today. Then we'll see some breaks of sun, along with a slight chance for showers and storms late. With a high of 80, east winds develop at 5 to 10. There's an isolated chance of storms tonight with a low at 66. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
Danny Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation. We're back with you here at Memorial Stadium where we heard from Coach Bo Pelini. We're going to get a chance to
talk to Jared Crick here in just a little bit and maybe pick up one or two more. But we remind you that tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will have Coach Daryl Morris of the Lopers, Tony Harper of the Broncos, Dan McLaughlin from Wayne State will be joining us as well. Wednesday, don't forget, we will be at the Ball Sports Banquet Hall in Grand Island, our first Husker lunch of the year. Sean Callahan from Husker Online will be on hand Wednesday, and it's open to the public. For more information, Grand Island Home Federal is sponsoring our kickoff to the season, and contact them for more information. You can go to our website for more information. Husker lunches every Wednesday throughout the season. The first one, as we said, in Grand Island at Ball's Banquet Hall, and then the second one after the first game a week from Wednesday will be at Bullseyes in Hastings, and then it's back to Kearney at Cunningham's after that. So we're looking forward to you joining us for all of those. And of course, we've got more coming up on Wednesday's show. We'll talk to the head football coach at Tennessee Chattanooga on Wednesday. We'll be catching up with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report on Wednesdays as well. And then we'll talk with Sean Callahan and get his reaction as we head into the opening game of the season. So that's all coming up on Wednesday. Thursday, as always, our fantasy football expert, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire and RotoWire.com, senior editor. If you ever have a fantasy question, be sure to send it to us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've heard from what the coach had to say today and talking about a variety of subjects here today, including not really wanting to say a whole lot about who's starting, who's not starting, keeping very guarded, saying that we will run our offensive playbook. How much of that offensive playbook, I think, is yet to be determined. You can't imagine that they're going to do much more than what is needed to beat Tennessee Chattanooga. Also talked about winning the Big Ten and saying that that's what it needs to be a successful season. We play for championships here, is what Coach Bo Pelini had to say. And that's one thing about Coach. He may not say exactly what everybody wants to hear, but when it comes to winning, he never backs down from that. He says, we are here to win. We are here to win championships. We are here to play for national championships and in BCS bowl games. And he did not back down from that. And he also talked about the importance of Taylor Martinez. He knows Taylor Martinez is an impact player and that the folks around the nation believe that Taylor Martinez has to be the man all year like he was in the first half of the games last year for Nebraska to potentially play for a Big Ten and maybe a BCS and national championship, and says that Taylor's comfort level obviously much better than it was at any point during last season. It just sounds like, and whether it's coach speak or political speak, it sounds like everybody is confident in Taylor Martinez, and things are a lot different than they were last year at this time. Well, Daddy, some of the things that you heard from Coach Pelini, anything that stuck out to you?
No, I was interested when he was pressed about Dennard a little bit. The injury, it doesn't sound as severe as, you know, when it initially happened. You know, we had pulled quad, we had torn quad. Then you're thinking, oh, great. You're going 3-4 weeks into the season. There's actually there's people in this complex that think he's got a chance to go on Saturday, and that's really good news because they're not going to put him out there against Tennessee Chattanooga if they think he could tweak it again and be one of those ongoing lingering issues the rest of the season. Let's be honest. When he gets to be 100%, he'll be out there. If he's got a chance to play on Saturday here, I think that's great news for Husker fans out there that thought that could be a real, real question mark.
Well, I think the only way he plays is he absolutely has to be 100% healthy. I just can't see any other way around that. I mean, why would you put him out there against a 1AA opponent that you're a 5-touchdown favorite over when he's not ready to go?
No, you're absolutely right. I think you're dead on that. And I just thought it was good news because if he comes in today saying absolutely 100%, you know, we're not going to have Alfonso. We think the other guys are going to step up. If we get that coach speak, you're going, uh-oh. You know, I mean, if there's no chance at all, you're going, okay, if he's certainly out for Saturday, then you're hoping to work him in the next week. Can it be the next week before you know, it's just one of those things. If he says he's got a chance to play on Saturday, I think that's good, good news.
Well, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're live at Memorial Stadium for the kickoff press conference to the 2011 season. We've heard from Brett Maher. We've heard from Coach Bo Pelini. Defensive coordinator Carl Pelini is at the podium right now. We're going to try and track down another guest for you, and Jared Crick is on the way as well. So stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Hello?
Jim, we need to talk.
Now? It's been a rough day.
Oh, you've had a rough day. Since you left this morning, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim. Contacts, fuses, micro switches, and U-joints. All things that require your attention.
Believe me, I know. I'm doing all that I can. I'm only one man, and I'm a farmer, not an electrician.
Well, just remember, you chose me. Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered center pivots from T&L Irrigation instead, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Okay, so we can't solve your relationship problems, but we do know a lot about making your irrigation life simpler. Contact your T&L dealer or visit T&L's website today.
Hi folks, John Shambi here, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is now available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medicine, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra delivers fast, non-drowsy, 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Allegra starts working at hour one to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. In fact, Allegra doesn't have any warnings about important everyday activities while taking it, like being careful while driving or operating machinery. Full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose one a day or two a day tablets. For added relief from congestion and sinus pressure, choose new Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength now without a prescription over the counter. Get it all with Allegra. Now on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
Here's my credit card, all my cash, deed to my house, oldest child's birth certificate, TV.
Nobody likes surprise repair shop charges. That's why you should trust the certified technicians at AutoTech Specialists of Kearney. When Aaron, Scott, and Todd put their heads together, there's almost half a century of experience to solve most problems. And every vehicle receives a free safety inspection. Most repairs are warranted for 12 months or 12,000 miles. Surprise? Now you can take your vehicle to AutoTech Specialists at 25th and I for no surprises.
The thing about machines and engines, if they ain't broke, they will be. It's just a matter of degrees and time, and that's why K&K Parts are good people to know. At K&K, hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find, and neither is top-quality machining when you need a part created, or batteries for everything from camcorders to tractors. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, head to K&K, 1204 South Central Kearney.
Hard-to-find parts aren't hard to find here at K&K Parts Company.
Areas of fog linger early on today. Then we'll see some breaks of sun, along with a slight chance for showers and storms late. With a high of 80, east winds develop at 5 to 10. There's an isolated chance of storms tonight with a low at 66. I'm Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
Hey! And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, which today is in Lincoln at Memorial Stadium, the sixth level of the Memorial Stadium press box for press conference Monday, and head coach Bo Pelini already speaking. Carl Pelini wrapping up his portion of the press conference. We anticipate Brandon Kinney joining us here momentarily, Tony.
Yeah, it certainly looks like he was doing a quick TV interview, and then hopefully he'll be coming right over.
All right, we'll be talking to Brandon to wrap up our show today. But don't forget, folks, if you're getting ready to sit at home, maybe you're not coming to the Husker game, or you're just getting ready for the NFL season, or there's a game on Thursday night, no matter when football's on or whatever it is that you want to watch, be able to do it in comfort. Comfort, comfort, comfort from Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. You can check them out online. You can be a friend of theirs on Facebook. Great deals there. But when you get in the store, a deal is a deal. You can have that piece of furniture, that piece of bedding, whatever it is in their store, you can have it in your home that day, the next day, whenever you want it delivered. They're going to be able to do it for you. It's their just right help for you. No problem with what they want for you. They want happiness. No after-the-sale add-ins, add-ons. There's no fine print. You have furniture, right? You have furniture fast. It's exactly what you want. If you see something in their store that maybe it just isn't the right color, maybe it isn't the right model, but you kind of like it, they're going to order in whatever you need, and Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance is going to be able to bring it to your home or office. Bruce Furniture will also take out the old furniture and do with it what you want. Maybe it's time to send it to the college kid's apartment. Maybe it's time to give it to your brother-in-law. Maybe it's time to take it to the auction or Goodwill. Wherever it is, they're going to do it for you, no extra charge, at Bruce Furniture, located in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Of course, on these press conference days, we go a little extra long and have a chance to talk to more guests. A couple of other things we've been talking while we wait for Brandon Kinney is to talk about what happened on the volleyball court. As we said, John Cook always starts things off here on Mondays. They went 2-0 down at New Mexico. They won a 5-setter on opening night where they had to come back against New Mexico State, but then a much easier time in a sweep of New Mexico on Saturday. Morgan Brokehouse led the way. She was named the tournament MVP. Lauren Cook and Gina Mancuso were also on the all-tournament team. Nebraska will head to Colorado State where they will play Colorado State, Cal Poly, and Albany this weekend. UNK opens their season this weekend at UNO, and for Hastings College, they'll also be headed to Omaha for the Bruin Labor Day Classic, which is coming up this weekend. Hastings went 1-3 in opening weekend action in the Red Raider Classic. Three of those four matches went five sets for Hastings College over the weekend. So they saw plenty of volleyball action in the Hastings soccer teams, both ranked in the top five. The men, the defending national champion and ranked number one, came out on fire, and they downed fifth-ranked Bethel University in Hastings Saturday by a score of 4-1, while the fourth-ranked women downed 24th-ranked Benedictine by a score of 1-0. They scored in the third minute, and that's all they needed. Both teams are off to Olivet Nazarene in Illinois on Saturday. The women will also take on St. Xavier while they are on the road this week. So that's what's going on in other sports around the listening area and what is going on in our area, and we'll talk more about that as the week progresses. As we're live here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, glad to have you along with us in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth as Brandon Kinney is making his way this way. We're looking forward to chatting with one of Nebraska's top wide receivers. I think probably the wide receiver that Husker fans are going to remember more than anybody, know more than anybody. So looking forward to having a chance to chat with him again. Kickoff this Saturday is set for 2:37 against Tennessee Chattanooga, a team that went 6-5 the last two seasons, and obviously finally got some things turned around there. Now they are a FCS, a 1AA school, but don't tell that to anybody else. They're just ready to come in here and try and do something on the big stage, Tony.
No, and once again, this team has played Auburn, Alabama, Oklahoma. Those senior players have saw stadiums like this before. It's not like we usually play in front of 3,500. We've never saw 20,000 people, let alone 80,000. It's not one of those stories. They've been there before. It's one of those things. But we're pleased right now that we're going to wrap things up today with a great guest, wide receiver Brandon Kinney. Many people consider you a leader of this offense. Brandon, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem, man. I'm happy to be here.
Great to have you on the show. We should ask Crick or some of those boneheads this question, too. Email, text, whatever, tweet to any of your Oklahoma brethren saying, hey, we're going to be in the championship game. It'd sure be nice to have a rematch.
No, we haven't, man. We haven't. I just tweeted about that the other day. I was watching it. It came back on ESPNU, I think. The game came back on. And All I could do is kind of shake my head at it just, you know, by those things. But you live and you learn. You take it as an experience and just, you know, get better from it. That's all. So don't dwell on it. Just get better.
Brandon, I want you to either confirm or deny this statement. This came from another player earlier today who said it's a total 180 from what Taylor Martinez was like a year ago at this point to what he is today. Oh. I don't know who that weirdo was a year ago, but he's a normal guy now. Everybody seems to get along. That was real close to the exact quote I got earlier today from another player. Is that true? Is it not true?
It is, man. He's been great this offseason. He's became a leader. He's being more vocal, more confident as well, too. He's controlling things better as far as at the line of scrimmage and stuff like that. And when your quarterback's confident, that makes the whole offense confident. That gives us the confidence to go out there and play hard and play fast for him, you know. So, I mean, he's done it, though. He's walking around with a chip on his shoulder, and, you know, it looks like he got something to prove.
Brandon Kinney's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. How's the accuracy? How's that working for him right now?
That's good. Like I said, we spend many days after summer workouts throwing the ball, catching the ball, just working on that, working on the top of the routes and stuff like that. He's been slinging it. He's been slinging it real well. I've been having fun catching the ball and doing things out there. So just ready to have fun this Saturday, anxious about it too as well.
We're going to speed this offense up is all we hear.
Play fast.
Play fast. That seems to be one of the things. Play fast. Boom. When that ball spotted, they're ready to go. They've knocked down the verbiage. It seemed like it was when John Gruden calls a play, and you see him sitting with that quarterback, whatever that nine paragraph. It's like he's in a dissertation or something for his doctorate, and except that's a fullback trap over the right side. What is that? But this is a lot simpler.
Yeah, big time. Beck has given us the privilege to just kind of go out there and have fun. Not be so much of a robot, but just kind of be get open, get play. And be where they're not, you know. We're going to run where they're not, pass where they're not. And that's pretty much it. Just play fast and attack people and have fun doing it.
Give me one, just a simple play call. What's he say in the huddle?
Just
a fullback, just a dive off. What's he say?
31.
It's that simple.
That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get him.
31. So it should be fun.
Brandon Kinney's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show live from Memorial Stadium. It is game week. It's hard to ask you how many targets you're going to get a week, but as you guys go through, everybody wants to get an insight, at least a preview of this offense. Is it 50-50? Is it game situation? Is it what the defense gives you? What can you tell us about maybe how many times you're going to be featured every Saturday in the offense?
I think it's just we're going to play with it or not, what they give us, what is working, you know, what's not. You know, just playing fast and doing that. So it's just pretty much a game plan, and if they adjust, we're going to adjust. You know, just attack the spots where they're not. So it's however the game may flow.
Tony, this is my feeling. Everybody we've talked to, very guarded about what they want to say, but very comfortable, very loose, no tenseness among anybody that we've seen since spring ball. And Branny, obviously, he's been smiling the whole time. I mean, they're ready to have some fun is what it looks like to me.
Yeah, and I think that's what the fans want to have some fun, too, because frustrating would be the word, I think, if you summed up last season's offense in one word. I don't know any other word that would describe it better than that. This year, is everybody as loose as you are and having fun?
Yeah, big time. Beck is a fun guy. I've never been somewhere where things have been changed and everybody's bought into it immediately. It wasn't any of that. You know, we bought into Coach Fisher, the linebackers bought into Coach Ells, and I think the DBs did the same with Coach Raymond. And I mean, we're having fun doing it. As much as we relax, we're also having fun and competing every day. And I think that's the biggest thing. If you're going to be relaxed, you still got to go out and do the same thing every day. So we've been doing that and just having fun with it.
See, Doug, these college kids aren't dumb because they're like, we got to buy in because it can't be worse than
last year. It can't.
What about all the new guys, Brandon? Everybody wants to know, who's impressing you from the rest of this wide receiving core?
Oh, all those guys are stepping up. I've been getting that a lot. Who's going to be that Niles Paul for you to compete with? And all those guys have been doing that every day. The biggest thing is that I've seen changes. We hold each other accountable. You know, when you drop a ball, felt like I dropped one, you know, and if you drop one, you're doing your push-ups for it, and we're coming back, and we're making a play for it, you know. And Fisher's been that guy, too, is when you make a play, he's running down the practice field to jump all over you, and when you mess up, he's going to tell you, hey, it's not right, and he's going to tell you, you know, what you did wrong, you know. So it's real black and white with him, and it's fun as well, but all those guys are coming with a hard hat on every day to compete and play fast, you know. So it's a lot of exciting guys in that group, especially the running back group too, you know. And those guys are like fast, you know, and speedy, you know. The funny thing about it is that Levante and Will and all those older guys always give me crap about when I'm back there on kick return and practice, and Amir, and you got Jamal, and I'm like the biggest one out of all of them. They, you know, yelling at me, BK, you're fired. Get away, you're fired. So I'm just like, whatever, if they take it, whatever, they can have it, you know. So, and like I said, those are good explosive backs. You know, it's like a suspense movie every time you watch them because You don't know what's going to happen next with them, what cutback's going to do, what move, you know. So I'm happy to have those guys on my team.
Really quiet offseason. Not much turmoil. Nobody made headlines. Once Bubba Starling decided to pick the Royals, that was a big story. No real headlines other than away from Nebraska. What went on at Miami?
Yeah.
What went on at Oregon? What went on at LSU? The fight situation. As a senior, well, first of all, Coach Pliny, I'm sure, has addressed the issues and the temptations that are out there. Especially like me, I got $28 on me right now. You never know. They call me Shapiro. No, we kid about it because it just becomes so blatantly obvious. You can't take $50,000 from a guy, but I'm packing 28 smacks right here. I mean, the temptation are out there. Did Coach Pliny address that?
Oh, yeah.
Did the seniors address that?
Oh, yeah.
You need to cancel.
Big time. We don't want to, like I said, I don't know those guys. Probably won't ever meet them. You never know. But we pride ourselves on being.
You won't meet Shapiro for at least 19 more years.
We pride ourselves on being that school that looked at, you know, that's looked at like, hey, I want to go there. You know, they walk a straight line. They walk a straight path. They got the coaches to do that and help them with that. I was just talking about in another interview is that you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy looked at. And like I said, those guys at LSU and Miami, it's always two sides of every story, but all we see is what we see on ESPN. So that's what we're looking at. You know, that's what we know of you and what you've done.
I see some pass. You pay for them?
Yeah, all of them.
Okay.
I ain't got no choice. I think we pride ourselves on that. You know, everyone's not perfect, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying to be. Nothing wrong with trying to walk that straight line. And like I said, we got good coaches that help us out with that. But also, we're smart, too, and we know, you know, what putting on Nebraska gear every day and wearing that in on the helmet means. So,
well, it's Tony, you've wanted to get rid of what we had before Brandon Kenny ever showed up to the University of Nebraska. And just right there, that sounds like what Nebraska fans want Nebraska football players to be, not only good and winning, but classy people. And last thing before we let you out of here, I notice all the Nebraska bracelets on.
Yes.
Last, and I see Believe on a bunch of them. Last year that 01 was on there. It's kind of a motivational deal. Do we have any motivational tactics this year? And what's on there besides Believe? Anything?
Well, all of these are just Nebraska ones, just Believe to Achieve and stuff like that. But like I said, the past is the past. We know we could have had, you know, two Big 12 championships run, but, you know.
Tell me about it.
No, it is what it is. And like I said, I tweeted the other day, the past is the past, and it's time for a new beginning. You know, so we just going to come out here this year and have fun and love the game. Like I said, it's the senior year. My last go-round has been fast. Like, this game is fast. The summer went by fast, you know, so I'm just trying to take it all in. Like I said, it's been a humbling experience, and I'm blessed to be here. I'm glad to be at Nebraska and spend my last 2 years here. So just ready to go out with a bang.
Somebody wants to follow you on Twitter. How do they do it?
Follow me at @bkenny84. I tweet a lot, so get ready. But it's nothing bad. it's nothing bad, but it's all good stuff, good funny stuff, and I always reply. So
outstanding, Brandon. We'll see you Saturday. Have a great season.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us on the Doug and Daddy
Show
on ESPN.
No problem.
Hey, we'll take a break and wrap things up here from Lincoln. We'll do it right after this timeout.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska football team entered their fall camp with a situational walkthrough on Saturday morning. Practicing inside Memorial Stadium for the first time this fall, the Huskers used Saturday as a medal day, working out for just over an hour with no pads. Husker coach Bo Pelini confirmed after practice that senior cornerback Anthony Blue has decided to step away from the game of football, but will still be part of the program. Blue has suffered multiple knee injuries during his time as a Husker after earning his way into the starting lineup as a true freshman. Nebraska will open the season this Saturday at home against Tennessee Chattanooga. Game time is set for 2:30. The Nebraska volleyball team won two games of the Lobo Classic in Albuquerque, New Mexico over the weekend. Nebraska beat New Mexico State 20-25, 24-26, 25-13, 25-12, and 15-8 on Friday. Then on Saturday, the Huskers knocked off New Mexico 25-16, 25-17, 25-17. Nebraska will play Colorado State in Fort Collins, Colorado on Friday. The Hastings College volleyball team went 1-3 in the Red Raider Classic in Orange City, Iowa over the weekend. The Broncos beat Briarcliff but lost to Jamestown of North Dakota, Taylor of Indiana, and Mid-American Nazarene of Kansas. Hastings will play in the Bruin Labor Day Classic in Omaha this weekend. The Broncos will face St. Mary and Bellevue on Friday. They'll finish the Classic with games against Benedictine and Baker on Saturday. The top-ranked Hastings men's soccer team opened the season with a 4-1 win over 5th-ranked Bethel of Tennessee on Saturday. The Broncos got goals from Jordan Green, Jake Ramsey, Matt Wadley, and Ryan Robinson. Hastings has now won 26 games in a row. They are just 2 wins away from tying the NAIA record for most consecutive wins. Hastings will play at Olivet Nazarene on Saturday. And the 4th-ranked Hastings College women's soccer team beat number 24 Benedictine of Kansas 1-0 in their season opener on Saturday. Amanda Olson scored the only goal of the game for Hastings. No sports.
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
But you put on quite a show. Really had me going. Now it's time to go.
Duggan Daddy Show, wrapping things up here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. You're thinking hassle-free, you're thinking Midway. Check them out at Midway.com or at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Both locations located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're there for you 7 days a week, and they want to make sure that you're happy, because after you get the brand new or pre-owned vehicle, the value doesn't end there. First year's maintenance free, lifetime of free car washes, and so much more, especially when you check them out on their Facebook page or online, thinkmidway.com. You can see every vehicle on both of their dealership lots. That way, it's hassle-free, takes you less time when you get in, and you're ready to go with a new or pre-owned vehicle at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We'll hear from Jared Crick and Matt Davison later on in the week. Tomorrow, a little more local with UNK and Hastings College football coaches Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, Dan McLaughlin from Wayne State going to join us. We'll talk to Tennessee Chattanooga's head coach on Wednesday's Doug and Daddy Show with our first Husker lunch at Ball Sports Banquet Hall in Grand Island. Sean Callahan will be on hand.
Yeah, we're looking forward to getting those started. One every week. We go Ball's Banquet Hall. Then we head down to Bullseyes in Hastings the next week, and then it's at Cunningham's in Kearney the rest of the season. We know
Very
people
Wednesday.
Enjoy hearing the inside on the Huskers. No one's closer than Sean Callahan and Stephen M. Sipple.
Well, I mean, you know, if you're media guys.
Yeah, I mean.
We love them. I think it's time to get out of here, as long as Merritt says it is. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, Daddy?
Well, I wanted to wish Grant a very, very happy birthday, and I hope if you don't have a happy one, have a merry one. Grant, we love you. Hugs and kisses.
Grant apparently works at our radio station. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yes, sometimes I refer to him as Perkins County.
Let's get out of here, Merritt. Let's wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show today. I want to thank Brett Maher for joining us on the program today, Brandon Kinney. We also got a chance to talk to Jared Crick. We'll have that for you this week. Matt Davison will have that for you this week as well, as we get ready for Tennessee Chattanooga Saturday, 2:30, kickoff 2:37 here at Memorial Stadium. For Big Daddy, I'm Doug Duda. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.